The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
You know, overnight, U.S. stocks fell for the first time in 4 days after comments from new Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell sent rates higher. And Elliot was on this story from 6 o'clock this morning. But, you know, in general, we've been seeing U.S. stocks push up over the past few months, and that's been partly attributed to the tax reforms announced by U.S. President Donald Trump.
So this pretty much gives companies strong incentives to bring back overseas earnings and do stock buybacks. That was also the first U.S. tax reform in 30 years. So there's been lots of market speculation on how U.S. companies and citizens will be affected by the changes. So just a quick recap, okay? Significant benefits for U.S.-based companies and citizens, but the larger question remains on how this will affect Singapore-based companies as well as their expatriates. To help us out this morning, we've got Kurt Rademacher, partner and director of international tax practice at law firm Butler Snow.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
Let's begin with how tax reforms will affect Singapore-based companies with U.S. business interests.
Sure. Well, I think there are two categories of Singapore-based companies that could be impacted. The first category are Singapore companies that don't have any U.S. ownership, but those companies have U.S. Economic interests. Those companies will face a lower tax rate in the U.S. Their tax rate would be 21% as opposed to 35%. So that's a significant reduction. Prior to this change, the U.S. had the highest corporate tax rate in the developed world. And now the corporate tax rates have come into line with a more normal rate that's prevalent throughout the world. And so I think it takes tax out of the picture for companies that are considering moving to the U.S. and will reduce the U.S. tax burden overall. For companies that have U.S. ownership, the tax situation in the U.S. is becoming more challenging. So if there are companies based in Singapore who, for instance, have green card holders or U.S. citizens as corporate shareholders, which there are a lot of those in this part of the world, those companies will be forced to pay a repatriation tax based on all of their earnings that arose after 1986 and before today. And that rate is 15.5%. And they have to start paying that in April of this year.
So I imagine businesses would have to rethink their business strategy, Singapore businesses that is, to make the most of these tax reductions. How do they have to do that?
Well, I think what the tax changes do, and again, I'm talking about that category of Singapore businesses that don't have U.S. ownership. I think what the changes do is allow them to effectively take tax off the table. Because if you look at companies like Broadcom, who made the decision to leave Singapore and re-domicile to the U.S. at the end of last year, tax was a consideration for them, not the only consideration. And I think for other businesses now, you'll see that the playing field has been leveled. The U.S. is not a tax regime that is zero tax. It's still 21%. And despite what everyone says, it's not territorial either. So there are a lot of changes in the tax law that, in the U.S. tax law, that bring in global income around the edges. There's something called the GILTI tax. There's something called the BEAT tax. So the bottom line is that the U.S. tax system is not nearly as benign as a tax system like Singapore, but it is more competitive than it used to be. And I think that takes the consideration of tax off the table when a company is thinking of moving to the U.S.
Would you be able to give us a profile of Singapore businesses that are in the United States? I mean, you just mentioned Qualcomm. Any others that stand out for you?
Yeah, there are lots of U.S. businesses. Now, our particular expertise is on families. So there are a lot of family-controlled businesses who have interests in the U.S. And we're seeing a lot of those family-controlled businesses investing in U.S. real estate. So those are the sorts of businesses that we would become involved with most frequently. Those are U.S. business, Singapore-based businesses who are investing in U.S. real estate, typically commercial property.
So then it's pretty much the right time for Singapore businesses to expand to the U.S., you would think?
It's not a bad time. Again, I think tax is off the table. So okay. At least tax as a disincentive is off the table. So I think, there are incentives at the moment for Singapore, or less disincentives for Singapore companies to invest in the U.S. And there's also a new provision in the tax law that says that if a Singapore-based company sells an investment and generates a U.S. source gain, it can now roll that gain over until 2026. Okay. So we're talking about a tax-free period until 2026, which is just an additional reason for Singapore businesses to at least consider the U.S.
That's pretty attractive. Kurt Rademacher, partner and director of international tax practice at law firm Butler Snow. Would you say that there are benefits for U.S. businesses who choose to remain in Singapore or perhaps move to Singapore?
Yes. Again, I think the general theme is that tax is not an issue anymore. And so the U.S. corporations who are going to remain here are going to do it for non-tax reasons, which they've done for many years. So I think there's something like 4,200 U.S.-based companies with their Asian-based operations in Singapore. And that's not down to tax necessarily. That's a lot of that is down to the fact that Singapore has a very stable government, has the rule of law, has the ability for expatriates to live here in a place that their families feel safe and comfortable.
What's the impact on Singapore's economy and industries? I mean, who benefits the most
from the tax from U.S. Mm-hmm. tax reform? Mm-hmm. I think Singapore-based companies who have U.S. operations are going to benefit immediately because their tax rate's going to be reduced from 35% to 21%. So that's beneficial for companies who are already in the U.S.
That's Kurt Rademacher, partner and director of international tax practice and law firm Butler Snow. Kurt, thank you so much for coming by the studio. We really
appreciate
it.
Money FM 89.3. Stay ahead.